Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big anxieties. We're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues almost all of us. Expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after some imaginary finish line? You know, the one that keeps moving further and further away. Yeah, me too. But here's the deal, those unrealistic goals, those sky-high expectations we set for ourselves and others. They can be real anxiety triggers. Today, we're going to unpack how to manage expectations, let go of what doesn't serve us, and actually find some peace in the process. Alright, first things first. We'll talk about expectations. We live in a world obsessed with hustle and achievement, right? Social media feeds are full of picture-perfect lives, seemingly effortless successes, and constant pressure to be on. This can create this crazy illusion that everyone else is effortlessly crushing it while we're just struggling to keep up. It's enough to send anyone spiraling. Remember, what you see online is often the curated highlight reel, not the full, messy reality of someone's life. Don't let those carefully crafted images become your benchmarks for success or happiness. So, how do we break free from this expectation trap? It starts with self-awareness. Take some time to reflect on where these expectations are coming from. Are they based on your own desires and values, or are you letting external pressures dictate what you think you should be doing? Once you identify those sources, you can start to challenge them. Remember, you get to define success on your own terms. What truly matters to you? Another powerful tool is reframing. Instead of focusing on the end goal and all the perceived pressure that comes with it, shift your attention to the journey itself. Find joy in the small victories, celebrate progress along the way, and remember that setbacks are simply part of the process. Think of it like training for a marathon you wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on your first day. Now, let's talk about letting go. This doesn't mean giving up or settling for less. It means releasing the need to control every outcome and accepting that some things are simply beyond our influence. Focus on what you can control. Your actions, your attitude, your effort. And remember, sometimes the greatest growth comes from stepping outside of our comfort zones and embracing the unexpected. Ever heard the saying, expect the best, prepare for the worst? That's a good mantra to keep in mind. But don't let that prepare for the worst mindset become an anchor dragging you down. Instead, view it as a way to build resilience and navigate challenges with grace. Life is full of surprises, both good and bad, and being able to roll with the punches is a valuable skill indeed. Okay, so picture this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work. You've spent weeks meticulously preparing, practicing your every word, anticipating all possible scenarios. But on the day of the presentation, nerves start kicking in. Your mind races with what ifs, doubts creep in, and you find yourself hyper-focused on the possibility of things going wrong. Suddenly, that carefully crafted presentation feels less like a triumph and more like a potential disaster waiting to happen. Sound familiar? We've all been there, right? But here is the key. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, shift your focus. Acknowledge your nerves, it's normal to feel them. Then, remind yourself that you've put in the work. Trust your preparation and focus on delivering your message with confidence and authenticity. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly according to plan, it's an opportunity to learn, grow, and adapt. So, here's the bottom line. Managing expectations is a continuous process. It requires self-reflection, awareness, and a willingness to let go of what doesn't serve us. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. When we learn to accept things as they are, celebrate our wins, and navigate challenges with grace, we free ourselves from the shackles of anxiety and create space for genuine peace and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What unrealistic expectations have been holding you back? How can you start managing them today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all figuring it out together, one day at a time. Keep striving, keep growing, and don't forget to be kind to yourselves along the way. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.